Well done. You've downloaded part two. Now, before we get into Matt Stevens, there's another little thing that I actually forgot to put into the show. This is Sunday, by the way. This is when my voice sounds a little bit more hoarse than it did yesterday. And this is a little piece that APOC did. Now, APOC used to do little reviews about Canadian bands last year. And I forgot to put this bit in. So this is Sunday, this is the next day. Well, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm a little bit tired, but I've got this post-it note on my computer that says, APOC. So we're going to listen to APOC's little story, which is quite funny. And then we're going to crack on with Matt Stevens' little thing, and then on with the rest of the show. Anyway, here we are. Here's APOC.
Hey, everyone. APOC here from Canada. And I'm here to tell you about a Christmas story. A Canadian Christmas Carol, I'm calling it. And before I start, I just want to clear up some stereotypes you might have about Canada. Yes, we live in igloos. Yes, we love hockey. We are addicted to Tim Hortons coffee. And I have a pet polar bear named Thunder. Just so you know, I don't even have a car. That's how I get to work. I take Thunder to work. Ride on top of him, you know. Anyhow, enough about all these stereotypes. Eh? So I'm going to tell you this story about how we celebrate Christmas in Canada. Christmas in Canada is a wonderful time of the year. There's snow everywhere. Well, of course, there's snow 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There's always snow in Canada. Doesn't matter where you go, there's always snow. Because how would I build my igloo, right? And how would I keep a pet polar bear? Come on, think about it. Gotta live in the snow, right? Anyhow, it's always beautiful, snowshoes, but, you know, it kind of gets you down all year long, but when Christmas time comes along, the whole month of Christmas, everything looks beautiful. People hang lights in their trees and on their igloos, and it looks so beautiful, and everyone goes around singing Christmas carols in the streets, and we're friendly, we're always friendly with each other, eh, and you know, so we go out in the streets. I'm like, hey, Bob. And he's like, hey, Puck. And I'm like, how's it going, eh? And he's like, great. And I'm like, Merry Christmas, eh? And he's like, Merry Christmas to you too, eh? And we say cheers with our Tim Hortons coffee, which I'll tell you, when Tim Hortons is closed on the 25th, everyone goes mental because we want our coffee. And, you know, anyhow. So we go out sometime during Christmas and we cut down our Christmas trees and we bring them in and they get set up in the center of the igloo. And we get pine cones and we decorate the tree and there's a little squirrel inside. He's all nice and warm now because he's in the igloo. He wakes up and he rubs his little squirrely eyes and he looks around and he eats some nuts. And the kids gather around the Christmas tree and we decorate it with hockey sticks and we hang skates on the fireplace for stockings because we don't use stockings, we use skates because we love hockey. And so we gather around the Christmas tree, we go get some snow outside and decorate it with snow. It looks so beautiful. So it stays like that, beautiful, for 24 days. We sing Christmas carols, we see each other, hug each other, Merry Christmas, eh? And it's all good. So then Christmas time comes, the 24th, and we gather around the Christmas tree once again, and we sing Christmas carols, and then we put the kids to bed, and then we go to bed. When we wake up in the morning, we find out that Santa Claus came. Now, Santa Claus is a very big, important part of Canadian history, because not only does everyone know that Santa Claus is from the North Pole? But what you didn't know is the reason why Santa Claus is so friendly and so jolly is he's Canadian. Because the North Pole's in Canadian waters. And why would you stay in Canadian at the North Pole if you weren't Canadian? So everyone knows Santa Claus and he knows us and he's really friendly. That's why he goes around the whole world and hands out presents to all the little boys and girls because he's Canadian. And who else would you trust to go in your home? Think about it. Would you want some, like, okay, would you want anyone else coming into your home other than Santa Claus who's Canadian, who's nice? You know he's not going to steal your stuff. He's going to give you free stuff. That's what's going to happen. And then you leave cookies and milk. That's what we like. But if you had Tim Hortons coffee, I'll tell you that right now. If you left Tim Hortons coffee for St. Nick, he'd be so jolly. He'd leave you like whatever you wanted. I'm telling you that right now. If you had Tim Hortons coffee. But since Tim Hortons coffee is only available in Canada, we get the best gifts ever. So that is a Canadian Christmas carol. That's how we celebrate Christmas. Oh, I forgot. And maple syrup. We have maple syrup. And we'll put it on the tree. We'll put little ornaments filled with maple syrup. That's the best. And what we do on Christmas morning, we open up the ornament and we drink the maple syrup. Because it's so yummy. Maple syrup. Oh, and beer. You have to have beer at Christmas. It's awesome. So anyhow, from Canada, from APOC, I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I'll be back with more, I'm sure. And enjoy your time with your friends and family. That's really important. Merry Christmas. Bye.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, Nick, and all listeners to Is This Thing On? Nick, thanks for your support this year, mate. It's a pleasure to meet you the week. My name's Matt Stevens, and you're listening to Is This Thing On? And I wish all listeners a very Merry Christmas. Ta-da! Merry Christmas to one and all.
I think he sounds like he's in a snowstorm out there. We're just talking. Charlie McCauley, you've just sent Paul here, three texts about the same gig tonight. He must be on three different lists.
Still not coming.
That didn't work. I'm going to play a bit of music now. In fact, we're going to have some talking later on, but I think we should have a bit of music. Paul Little, played him for a very long time. I've been playing some of his stuff from his new album. This is his Christmas song, and what I like about it is it doesn't shove Christmas down your throat, but it's a great tune. It's Paul Little, and he comes from Sunderland, so way A. I think that's sort of Sunderland for rock on.
Rock on.
It is, isn't it? Oh, I'm such a sad bastard. Okay, anyway, this is Paul Little and Fearless.
Trees remind me of mortality. Christmas wish. You and me should never ever have to be.
Lovely. That was Paul Liddell and Phyllis, and he's probably on paulliddell.com. I haven't bothered looking up these websites yet. It'll all be on the new website, which is isthisthingonpodcast.com. It's all singing. It's not all singing and all dancing. It's mostly singing and a little bit of dancing. It's getting there, and there'll be redirects from the old website, but you don't really need to know that. So if you go to the old website and you go, hang on a second, this doesn't look the same as it used to, that's because it's changed and I've rebuilt it and it looks lovely. Well, Paul.
Nick.
You're going to talk about Tommy I, aren't you?
I am going to talk about Tommy I. I reviewed him podcast 59, I think. that was the one over the phone.
That was over the phone, yeah. It wasn't very good. I didn't do a very good job of that.
I think you did a great job of it.
Well, it was really good. You don't know how much technical stuff I had to go to make that.
But you did a great job of it, mate.
It was horrible. I cut it up, put it in different channels.
It sounded all right. Well, Tommy I is great. He's a rapper from Southampton.
Oh, I remember him.
Yeah.
Play him in podcast 58. 59.
Yeah, that's the one. Now he's got a debut album out called Lessons in How to Fly, which was released through the Resident Alien label, and I think it's great. I think it's a real breath of fresh air. He's got really good lyrics. Musically, you know, the influences are quite diverse. I think he's great. He's a gentleman. His real name's Tom Isaac, and he's got quite a bit going on. I think he's discussing a new project with a production duo called High Sonorous, who I'm not aware of, but he seemed pretty excited about it, so, you know, if it's good enough for Tommy. But yes, I'd like to play a track from his album, and it's called Repeat.
We're starting this one. Ring any bells? Yeah, that's my ringtone. Tommy, this is me actually discovering this. Find out what my covenant is. Under the cover of this, I recover my fears. The rust on my wrist, now discover the risk. They say I can't fight, I do, I got it. Let me know more jumping through roofs like I'm Sonic. This music's done too much to remain untouched. I'm going straight to the point. Out of that seat. Now who you wanna know? Now who you wanna go? Uh-oh. I say
Wow.
Hey.
Not bad, is it?
Pretty good.
Not bad.
Pretty good, like him. You were saying that you...
Bit of House of Pain, bit yeah. Kid Russell.
Yeah, kind of.
Maybe a bit Eminem-y. It's got that, but Eminem sort of winds me up now, because he just sounds like some whiny little
white kid. No, he's rubbish. He's go back to taking drugs.
Sorry. That's their advice. Okay, kids?
Yeah.
Just say yes.
I can't really, you know, sum it up any better than that. He's rubbish now that he's clean.
Well, it's not just clean, it's corporate.
Yeah.
Once you get corporate, it's listen to people's first albums and you go, that album, brilliant. Mm. Second album, and then third album, you go, oh, it just has that corporate gloss all over it. Let's sell more records.
So there you go,
Let's
boys, blow. One album, that's
one
it.
One album, that's all you got.
So, but seriously though, guys, you're doing this album. This is would it be your first like proper album, label and management and doing it and there, and you're there and you're like, you're putting all your best shit together. You've just said, right, we'll put this track on instead of this track and this track on instead of that track. So this could be your best... Well, it's going to be your best album so far, would you say?
Yeah, because it's the only one.
That's right. See, I still win. But then, are you aware of the second album?
Yeah.
Because you've still got, like you said, we spoke earlier downstairs in the kitchen, that you've still got tracks.
You've got songs left over, but... Whether you end up using them or not, you can't possibly tell until you come around to recording it.
No.
Because you're going to write more. In fact, I've already started writing more. And, you know, this album's not even out yet, and I've already written at least half of a new one.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's just the way it goes.
Because once you're in the zone, it just comes.
Yeah. That's why most bands' first album's great. It's because they spend 3 years unsigned and writing good songs and crafting it.
And you sit back and wait for it to happen.
Yeah, then the first album comes out and they've got 6 months to write a new one all of a sudden when they've had 3 years before, and it's never as good.
No.
So the key is keep writing all the time and don't stop, because then you can only just keep being good at it, I think. Don't rush.
Well, I remember when I first sort of met you, like, you know, we did that interview article and stuff, and you said that you kind of, was it during one summer break, you kind of had the, you know, real sort of right get up stuff.
Yeah, schedule.
9 to 5 kind of.
I don't know if I'd ever do that again, because I don't have the time to do it as much anymore. But, you know, I used to get up at 8, start work at 9, and write until 4.
Yeah.
And every day I might not come up with anything.
Right, yeah.
But you had to do something to get me into the zone.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't feel like I'm forced to do that anymore. I suppose it's just become non-natural.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll just, when I get an idea, I'll do it. Which is nice freedom to have.
It is. But I'm finding at the moment, I've written loads of stuff. Of late, I've just had a real growth spurt and just been writing loads and loads of stuff. And also reworking old stuff.
Right.
With fresh ears, going the stuff that I've played, you know, my set list, and going through and going, how can I make this a bit better? Because I'm getting a bit bored of this song, but I know that other people like it, so I'm not going to play it just because I get bored of it, because I haven't heard it as many times as I have. And now I'm finding that some of these older songs are starting to sound really good. I'm really getting like the hang of it now.
Yeah.
But the newer songs don't sound as crafted.
Yeah.
So I think, from my point of view, I just have to just gig them more, and you just play them over and over and over again and work on them.
Yeah.
Like you say, you've got that kind of like you've had 3 years to make the album, and then so the second album comes along and it's not quite ready. So you have to keep writing. But as far as I'm concerned, just me personally, once I've written these songs, I have to play them over and over again to craft them.
But
then I've only got my own input, whereas you've got a band. They can add that other extra flavours into it, which makes
helps.
A big difference, I think.
Yeah, because it just becomes crafted as soon as you give it to someone else, doesn't it, Ben?
Yeah.
I mean, I've made acoustic demos for this album and gave them to Ben, pretty much, save for a couple of songs where I did the arrangements, but Ben kind of had the ideas about the bass and the drums and what other stuff you can put into it. Obviously, we just have an understanding about what our influences are and what direction things should go in. If I had an idea of what sort of sound I say should sound like this, or
so who are your influences then, would you say?
Oh god. I hate that question. What do you go on, you start? The Smiths.
Yeah, the Smiths.
It's always a good start.
Well, like, this is stuff that a bit influences on the album we've just recorded, I suppose.
Scott Walker.
You don't have to answer this question if you don't want to.
That's fine. It's a perfectly fine question.
But you just said. People are like, see, I was trying to help you there. But you said I hate this question. I was trying to give you an out.
I hate it.
You turned on me again.
I'm not turning on you, but I do hate it. But people ask it all the time because people want
to
know.
It's interesting for non-musicians me. I'm interested because I hear something. I think, well, where's that come from?
It's hard to like come up with like two or three bands to like sum up your sound.
I suppose
it's more, I know this is obvious, but I suppose it's more like you just listen, all the stuff you listen to, it just naturally comes out and you might not realise it yourself until later or something.
That's the answer you should use.
The worst question is, what do you sound like? To anyone who hasn't heard you, and then you go, oh, what genre are you in? And you go, well, I don't know.
Then they go,
you're too good, aren't you? You're too original. You can't be pigeonholed. And you go, no, it's just I don't know how to possibly describe
it. Genre is a really annoying thing.
Genre is for marketing purposes. Totally. Yeah. Like they want to put you in rock and pop in HMV or
something else.
Yeah.
That's all it's saying. What genre are the Smiths?
Yeah.
What genre are the Beatles?
I know it's like it sounds like a pretentious thing, so you can't categorise something, but in the end it's not just like you can't just put one tag on it. It's a lot of things. Not just the music, but like other things as well that determine what you're like.
I feel really, really jealous and envious of reggae bands. You know, it's like what band? We're a reggae band.
People know
you. Thank you very much. We like reggae. We will come and see you.
Even if you say like rock or alternative, if no one knows. No one has any better idea so than before they ask you the question.
maybe we should all start a reggae band. Everyone knows where they are. You're the light reggae or you don't. If you come and watch this band,
you know what you're going to get.
You're going to be happy. You're going to go home satisfied.
Yeah.
We might be being unfair as to the originality of reggae there, though.
Maybe because there's ska, there's blue.
Yeah, there is.
So Paul, I think we should have another tune. What tune do you want to play next?
It's Defy 4. A track called Odin the Great. Now Defy 4, like Tommy and I played at the recent Quest for the Chest final at the Talking Heads in Southampton, much like Will and Ben did as well. I really like them. The only beef I have with Defy 4 is that they said they got a website, defy4.com, and it's a bloody MySpace. I mean, you know,
Charlton.
That's the second time I mentioned that, so it must be nibbling away at me a bit. But yeah, I like this band. Really good 4-track EP that they brought out last year. Very kind of, there's a bit of Kasabian, a bit of Franz Ferdinand in there. Really like it. Odin the Great. The people say, reaching out, a beast in ways, it's on the prowl. They fear its cry that fills the sky and strikes at night. They call for a cavalier. Odin the Great, take to the sky. It's time that you face these people aside. You can't run away. Are you gonna make everything okay? I'll be that great cavalier, won't leave my company, but cavalier won't leave my company, but apparently it won't change the way I'm thinking. I'll be that great cavalier, won't leave my company, but apparently it won't change the way I'm thinking. The people say, reaching out, a beast invades, it's on the prowl. They fear its cry that fills the sky and strikes at night. They call for a cavalier. Open the
take to the stage. It's time that you face these people aside. You can't run away. Are you gonna make everything okay? I'll be that great cavalier, won't leave my company, but here I cavalier won't leave my company, but appearance it won't change the way I'm thinking. I'll be that great cavalier, won't leave my company, but appearance it won't change the way I'm thinking. I'm on my way, keep walking, walking, walking.
That was Defy 4 and Odin the Great. And we're going to say goodbye to the Lost Boys. No, we're not. We're just
the Lost Boys.
The Lost Boys. Oh my God.
Well, we can link that in because
well, thank you.
Are playing with the Lost Boys.
Oh, they are.
On Monday night, Monday the 20th,
Monday coming
at Hamptons in Southampton. So that'd be fantastic.
It would be.
Yeah, really looking forward to that.
I'm going to play a tune. Now and you can go.
You're going to play us out.
I'll play you out.
Yeah.
Like, actually, yeah, I've got. Actually, I probably best not do that because I can. Better see where off the promises.
Make sure they
off
leave.
The promises. Yes. Yeah, check the.
That's very nice of you.
That's okay.
How are you spending Christmas, chaps?
At home.
Yeah.
Just good old fashioned home.
Writing songs.
Not on Christmas Day. Probably drinking wine.
Excellent.
Mulled wine.
Not mulled wine.
Christmas wine.
Yeah.
Just red wine.
Red wine. Yeah. Excellent. You strike me as a red wine drinker, Will. Don't know why that is. It's
because my corduroy jacket and my sophisticated look I'd have.
It's probably
a wine
that's what
glass
it is.
Or something like
that's
that.
What it is. Yeah. Can't imagine you there with a can of lager somehow.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Brilliant. Well, bye, lads. I'm actually going to play a different track. I'm going to play Liz Longley. So listen to Liz Longley. This is a new track that's won lots of things, and I probably should read things out about that. But anyway, Liz Longley, and then I'll read some dedications that from bands that have emailed me in and some other news and bits and pieces. But for the moment, goodbye to all the forefathers.
Goodbye.
Yeah,
thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
Boxes and baskets of our old things, porcelain dolls, portrait paintings. She swore they'd be worth something. They're just gathering dust in my attic somewhere, and she's lost in a room where she sits and she stares. Her mind as blank as the wall. Her memory is vacant as the halls. And I'm the only daughter of her oldest son. I knew her well before her spirit was gone. and her life is a thread woven into every part of me. And she is unraveling. She is unraveling. She looks in my eyes and asks me my name. And every 5 minutes I tell her the same. She smiles, but it's cold and dead. And I'm screaming out loud in my head, 'cause I'm the only daughter of her oldest son. I knew her well before her spirit was gone, and her life is a thread woven into every part of me. And she is unraveling. She is unraveling. I tried to pull her back. Stories and photographs of her children who love her, sisters and brothers she can't remember. But how could a heart forget? I'm the only daughter of her oldest son. I knew her well before her spirit was gone, and her life is a thread woven into every part of me. And she is unraveling. She is unraveling. I've been tearing through boxes on nights I can't sleep, searching for memories of who she used to be.
That was beautiful. That was Liz Longley's new song, and I can't remember what it's called. Hang on a second. Let me just do this back again. Unraveling. And I normally play another song of hers, which I can't remember the name of that either. You should think I'd have planned this podcast a bit better, but it's been a busy week, Christmas-wise and podcast-wise and everything else, but I haven't had a chance to prepare for this. So we're just going to... As I thought, it was so long, we can make mistakes and do things. Anyway, I'm going to play a tune now. Doyle are still here, actually. Because they're waiting for their car to come and pick them up. And it's not here yet. So I've sort of been racking what I'm going to play, and I'm going to play a tune of mine called All I Think About Is You. I'm gonna go driving down the highway for 100,000 miles. I want to see shiny, happy people breaking out in smiles. I wanna feel icy crisp water raining down on me. I'll do everything, 'cause I've gotta make you see. When I try to work it all out, I don't know what to do, 'cause the only thing I see and feel and hear and all I think about. Think about you.
out and talk about my love. All I wanna do is be me now. Think about you.
But it will do for now. Right, now, what are we going to play next? I've done that. I'm going to play a track by Sarah Griffiths, Paul.
Griffin.
Sorry, I've got Sarah Griff on the file here, so I'm not too sure.
So you're being presumptuous.
I was. Not for the first time.
No. Sarah Griffin, I talked about her a couple of weeks ago. She supported Gideon's demise at the Soul Cellar. And she's Bournemouth-based. Singer-songwriter, very kind of Katie Tunstall, bit Joan Armour trading in there. Really, really liked her album Above the Parapet, and this is my favourite song from it. It's a track called Puppet. That track really, you know, good lyrics and nice melodies and just, you know, real kind of nice laid back feel to it. You know, I thought she was great when I saw her support Gideon's demise a few weeks ago. I think you know, she's a talent.
Did she do it solo?
she had a band around her, a really good tight band. And the album's got a real sort of quite consistent, real sort of commercial sort of feel to it. I think, you know, hopefully next year she'll bring out some new material and keep doing what she's doing.
Actually, that's what singer-songwriters need, being one. You need a band. You need a band. I've been trying to find a band for a while, but I haven't found anybody anybody any good, really.
No. Lower your standards, Nick.
Well, no, I can't, you see, because I'm a bass player, I'm really picky about bass players. And because I'm a bass player, I'm really picky about drummers as well. That's why there's some drummers that I absolutely adore who might not necessarily to other people.
And you can't get Norman Mottroy.
I wouldn't want Norman to play, actually. I'd want me to play bass, but unfortunately... Yeah, I am. I am really picky what I want. But I think as a singer-songwriter, your audience and your venues are limited if you're playing on your own. I think one of the things that I want to be doing in the new year is getting a band together. I did it before. I did it before with
another idea for next year.
Yeah, I know. But you talked about them. I'm going to talk, just take some time to thank some of the people that have taken the time to send in some dedication. Some of the people... Sean Murricane from March of Dimes Music. We played March of Dimes a few times. He said, thanks for playing us this year. We'll be back in the new year with some tracks and a brand spanking new website. It's all very good. A very merry Christmas to you and all of your listeners. Love, Sean from March of Dimes. And Anastasia from Moscow. I'm sorry, Anastasia. I'm not going to play your track today. I might play bits of it later. It's not bad. It's not brilliant. It's not bad, but I will play it shortly. Good old Tim Farrell. We like Tim Farrell. Tim Farrell Music. Coda was vote. Hang on, what's this? Here's my dedication. Thanks. Oh, that's what it is. Thanks for all you do for the music and the musicians. And that's Tim Farrell Music. It's like opening your cart, isn't it? Christmas Day, opening a present. Oh, look, this is from Auntie Jean. This is from Uncle Tim Farrell. And it's apparently Coda was voted as one of the best of Echoes 2010. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what it means, but he's wishing us all a very Merry Christmas.
And he's got some lovely tunes. These Fine Galleons. It's James from These Fine Galleons. We have been busy recording some new material that should be ready for January 2011. It's been a terrific year for us, and thanks for playing all your songs on our show. We'll try and get you an exclusive in the new year. Matt Stevens, he sent me something. Oh, Deborah G., she didn't send me anything, but she's very nice, and she's been very busy with emotional stuff, like real life stuff. You know that real life stuff that happens outside of here? Yeah, but she's very nice, and I would have played a track from her album. I've got it around here somewhere, but my CD player on my Mac is kaput and doesn't play CDs and can't rip tracks off it, which is a bit poor, really. It is a bit poor. I did ask her to send me some tracks, but she didn't. But it's a brilliant album anyway. Look out for them on the new website. Now, the new website, I might have mentioned the new website, is this thing on podcast.com. What you can do now, you can go all the way back to podcast number 15 and all of them, and they've got there's a player for every podcast, and it's got the MP3 of that particular podcast, and you can play it. If you've got an iPhone, it doesn't work unless you download it. There's a little download file thing. If you've got an iPhone, you can download it and listen to it. But you can also subscribe to the podcast. And if you do that through our iTunes, then you get it every week. Every week it comes through again and again and again. Anybody else on here? No. No one else gave a monkeys. So sod them. Well, we're going to play someone else. Who are we going to play, Paul?
We're going to play the Lost Boys.
We're going to play. But we said we're going to play them last. And we're not going to play anymore? I'll tell you what. Let me play somebody else.
Okay.
Now, do you know what? I've had a sudden change of mind.
Yeah.
I think what we'll do, we'll end it here. We'll play the Lost Boys.
Yeah.
Their Christmas single called...
I Don't Want to Be a Christmas Single.
I Don't Want to Be a Christmas Single. We'll call an end to the podcast.
Yeah.
These guys are waiting. Oh, you've got a duffel coat. Oh, I'm looking at a duffel coat for ages. We're going to let Doyle... I think Doyle's cars are here.
Will and Ben's lift is here.
He's here.
Picked up by their manager, no less.
Are they really? How very sexy. That's wonderful. Yeah.
Not all managers would do that.
No, they wouldn't. Some managers haven't got a car. Some managers, you don't want them to drive anyway. So we're going to wish everybody a happy Christmas and Merry New Year and all that sort of thing. I won't be... No more podcast until... in 2 weeks' time for New Year's one. I've got special ideas for New Year's.
and it'll be quite exciting. Hope you've enjoyed this podcast. If you haven't, tough. Bye.
Bye bye.
Is This Thing On Podcast.
See, how hard was that?
Very.